Al, you were actually a history graduate. Do you find that there does seem to be an odd division? I mean, it happens at university. You consider to be in the art kind of area, and then the scientists, and there doesn't seem to be that much mixing. Why do you think there is this division where, you know, this isn't something that always existed in society, but now?
Well, I think it's because science is the sort of new kid on the block, isn't it, in terms of trying to get to grips with the universe. It's brand new. It's only been around, you know, 150 years in its current form where it thinks it can solve stuff. Whereas arts, metaphysics, philosophy, those things have been around as long as humanity and are better.
Can I just say, I mean, amazed.
Only yesterday, as I arrived on site, I was given a necklace that has been imprinted with happiness that was given to me. That's not a Higgs boson particle, that's a necklace that's giving me happiness right in front of me. So I win.
Can I...
See, I am amazed that Brian let you get away with saying science thinks it can solve stuff.
Can I?
But no, genuinely,
I'm not saying, I'm not saying it thinks it. Obviously, it does. Obviously, it does solve stuff, but it's solving it in a new way and all that sort of thing. And the arts are sort of a human beings like telling stories. They like symmetry. They like all these things that we've just talked about in physics, and those have existed in the arts from the start. You know, cave painting. And probably bashing rocks together. That's arts and science. There you have it. All happening at the same time. But I like cave painting more than rocks.
But cave painting's a really interesting example, actually, because why you might say that is an art thing, an aesthetic thing, cave painting was them trying to understand the world and work out what it was. Like, some of the earliest ones, which they just thought were zigzags up and down on walls, turned out to be that they were filling the room with smoke, and then when they were banging drums, drawing the sound waves. So that's science.
So can we just agree that science is art that works and go on?
Yeah, I've got a question.
Good.
So I'm not talking about who is good now, who is the best, because the good things they can do. What about the opposite, right? So art, the worst it can be is bad. Bad art. Science can be used for evil.
Evil.
Bad things happen because of science.
Evil scientists.
Good scientists invent amazing things that are then used for evil. Science saves people's lives, but it also takes people's lives.
Evil science.
Doesn't it?
Well, yeah. Haven't there been examples of that being used for evil propaganda?
Like what?
Well,
art turns out to be evil as well.
Hitler was an artist.
There we go. Hitler was an artist.
That wasn't his main job. He was amateur. He was never paid.
He was
for
a
that.
Very bad
a hobby.
Artist.
Okay, don't bring the vegetarianism into it. God, do you know what?
He was a vegetarian and a bad artist.
Yeah, that isn't why people don't like him.
Yeah.
By the way.
Actually,
it would be good if it just built. I didn't like his art, I didn't like his stance, and then there was a turning point around the mid-30s where I thought, I think I was right in my earlier judgment. I mean.
He ate ham, so he was a bad vegetarian as well as a bad artist. He wasn't a vegetarian. It's nonsense.
Yeah, I think it's one of those
that's
things.
Why we've got a historian on.
Yeah, it's well not done.
Finally,
true.
A lot of people who still quite liked Hitler because of the vegetarian stance have gone, now you've thrown the ham in there, that's definitely been...
That's lost it. Hitler the latitude crowd.